And now to our last top five headlines. Thousands have marched in Boston to denounce U.S. President Donald Trump's recent decision to phase out an immigration protection program known as DACA. Our correspondent Ronnie Carvello brings us more.
Thousands of people, including many undocumented immigrants and recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, rallied in Boston to demand that Trump's administration and the Congress work together to prevent anyone from being deported.
This is an issue that people really care about, DACA status. People are our neighbors and our friends. And they belong in our community, so I hope that our representatives recognize that.
I'm married to someone who is a former DACA recipient. He came here when he was 3 years old. He is 25 now. He's been here forever. Going back to Argentina, that's not going back to his home. His home's America. His home's the United States. That's how it is for so many people, not just DACA recipients, but the people who are eligible for DACA but didn't apply because they were afraid to, because they were afraid the government might use that information against them.
These rallies are happening almost every day since Trump rescinded the program that protects almost 800,000 immigrants. Saturday's march started at Boston Common Historical Park, right outside the State House. The route then went through several streets as the crowd chanted against Trump and in favor of immigrants.
We're extremely devastated and heartbroken by the announcement last Tuesday to rescind DACA. But we got up on our feet. We walked out of schools. We organized civil disobediences at Trump Tower and at legislative offices across the country. We've faced attacks in the past. We have been deported under a Democratic president. We are going to continue to be deported under a Republican president. And we will continue to fight. Our goal moving forward is to ensure protection and dignity for undocumented youth, for the parents of undocumented youth, for immigrant workers, for communities at the border. All immigrants in this country matter.
The protesters also rejected negotiations between Donald Trump and Democrats, accusing the president of using their case as a bargaining chip to get funds to build the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. A morning consult poll has found that 74% of Americans want the U.S. Congress to create a path to citizenship or legal residency for the so-called Dreamers, who meet certain requirements, such as not having a criminal record and being in school. Reporting from Boston, Ronnie Carvello, Press TV.